This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating the 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The hoisting of the national flag was synchronized with a 21-gun salute. For the first time, national song Vande Mataram was rendered during the Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort. The Prime Minister described the chanting of Vande Mataram at the Red Fort as a historic moment.
आजादी के बाद 15 अगस्त लाल किले पर पहली बार वंदे मातरम गूंज रहा है। आज जब हम देश के लोग वंदे मातरम के 150 वर्ष मना रहे हैं, तो इससे बड़ा उत्तम अवसर क्या हो सकता है। पिछले दिनों देश के कुछ हिस्सों में बाढ़ का प्रकोप रहा, भूस्खलन का प्रकोप रहा, अनेक परिवार प्रभावित हुए। उनके दुख दर्द को हम भली भांति अनुभव करते हैं। पीड़ित परिवारों को मैं विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि हम और पूरा देश उनके साथ खड़े हैं।
Highlighting the achievements made in different sectors, a Prime Minister said, over the past 12 years, defense production has increased nearly fourfold, khadi and village industries production grew nearly fivefold, electronic manufacturing nearly sevenfold, modern railway coach manufacturing 21-fold, and mobile phone manufacturing increased 33-fold. He said internet users increased nearly fourfold and digital transactions by 100 times. The Prime Minister announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examinations. He said this is a revolutionary step towards making quality education accessible to everyone, led by top teachers. The Prime Minister said the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year. He said this will enable them to take the lead in the global AI sector. Mr. Modi said the country has to focus on 3 things, cost, quality and skill. The Prime Minister highlighted the government's focus on critical minerals, saying that modern technology depends entirely on critical minerals and India is actively working to secure its position in this sector. Prime Minister Modi said India has successfully overcome several unprecedented crises while progressing towards the goal of a developed nation by 2047. Indian embassies and consulates marked India's 80th Independence Day today with flag hoisting ceremonies, cultural programs and community gatherings. Thousands of Indian nationals and diaspora members joined the celebrations in Singapore, China and Hong Kong, underscoring India's strong people-to-people ties with the region. High commissioners and ambassadors hoisted the tricolour at embassies. The national anthem and Vande Mataram were played and excerpts from President Draupadi Murmu's address were read out. World leaders and foreign missions extended Independence Day greetings to India today, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage and expanding role in regional and global cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders who extended their greetings on the occasion of the Independence Day of India. They include French President Emmanuel Macron, President of the Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Slovak Republic's President Peter Pellegrini, Prime Minister of Nepal Balendra Shah and his Bhutanese counterpart Chering Tobge. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified the Foreign Assets of Small Taxpayers Disclosure Scheme, FAST DS Rules 2026. It enables eligible taxpayers to declare certain undisclosed foreign assets, undisclosed foreign income or undeclared foreign assets on payment of a specified tax or fee. The scheme will come into force from tomorrow and the last date for filing a declaration under the scheme is the 31st of December this year. In Indonesia, the death toll has risen to 38 after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Flores today. The powerful quake was followed by dozens of aftershocks as rescue teams continued efforts to reach the worst hit areas. In men's cricket, India were 239/2 against hosts Sri Lanka on day one of the first test of the two-match series at Gala International Cricket Stadium when rain stopped the play. And with that, we end this news bulletin.